I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information as usual, and we're going to be presenting some pretty fascinating bits of information, some coming from parallel realities. We're also going to be getting into what really are the dolphins. We're going to be exposing the fact that much of the U.S. food is actually banned worldwide, and I'm sure not many people in America know about this, and the concept that it's beyond death, and that is a subject that has far-reaching ramifications for everyone. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Hari
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
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 Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Hari Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari. Hari Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. He's one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And the Hari Om is another name for the Absolute. Also has a meaning of destroyer of obstacles. And the Shanti, Shanti, Shanti at the end means peace. I'd like to take this opportunity now to give thanks, appreciation, gratitude to the ET Yoga listeners just for being you. And clearly, I've known for a number of years now what a big difference the ET Yoga listeners make in the world just by being you, because higher vibrations influence tens and thousands, and sometimes in certain cases affect millions of other people on the planet in a very positive way. I'd also like to invite listeners to contact me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, at yahoo.ca. I'm also very interested in hearing your suggestions concerning program content, which I always try to include in my shows. And also, I'm available to answer questions that you may have concerning any topics that are brought up on this program. And it's free of charge, no strings attached. So you can always contact me with those questions. And also, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing concepts and ideas and techniques that you hear on ET Yoga. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is presented as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those new listeners to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstance. And I'm not going to go into the details of why on tonight's show because of lack of time. But rest assured, I applaud your efforts in that area. Now, interesting to note that in preparing for tonight's program, usually something during the week catches my eye, and I'm convinced over the course of years of doing this program, I ran out of ideas a long time ago, and but somebody or somewhere or some consciousness at some point always seems to provide me with information or a topic to explore as part of my own learning and as part of the sharing with others of that information. And this week, it kind of all goes back to my nearly yearly travels to Europe. And a situation that I became kind of aware of. And that was, especially on hot days, I like to have a cold beer. And I noticed that when I came back to America all the time from Europe, there's something not right with the beer. I could never really put a handle on it. And it became perfectly obvious the more that I gave attention to that subject. Well, so it turns out that the European beers don't have GMO'd corn in them. So your beers like Stella Artois and Heineken and Wernesgrüner, these kinds of German beers and Romanian beers, Italian beers, Peroni, they're not made with GMO'd corn. And I started doing some research and found that pretty much all of American beer has GMO'd corn because Anheuser-Busch owns most of all the beer companies. And in my world, I try to avoid GMO'd products. And I know that Americans are, for the most part, oblivious to this. And then things kind of got expanded into the fact that I rarely eat any bread when I'm in America, but I just love the European bread. And wondered why that is. I mean, it seems just, you know, really strange. Well, it turns out that U.S. bread is banned in the European Union because of potassium bromides, high glucose, corn syrup, and it's basically garbage, in my opinion. So, you know, it was kind of like my own taste kind of led me to cutting out the bread, and I do now buy a bread from Trader Joe's that is to my suiting of my taste, and also not involved with something harmful. And to me, this whole subject, a whole bunch of light got turned on when it turns out that there's 12 U.S. foods that are banned in other countries, in particular the European Union. And in the case of U.S. pork, 160 countries have banned it. And the main reason is that all these products basically are harmful to your health or are carcinogenic. So the whole population basically is being saturated with cancer-causing food. And I challenge you to do your own research. And as it turns out, some of these things are very, very concerning, especially related to what things like cereal brands that young children are taking on a daily basis. As a kid, I kind of grew up with Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. Well, it turns out they're on the list of cereal brands that are banned in Europe, same as Fruit Loops and Bunched Oats, all because of what they call a product in them called BHT and yellow number 5 red dyes, things that are in your cereal brands that contain unnatural sugars, dyes, and preservatives. This is very, very concerning, at least to me. Other things that are on this list of U.S. foods that are banned: citrus sodas and Gatorade. Because of brominated vegetable oils. Oh, maraschino cherries because of the added dye and other substances. Like I mentioned, U.S. pork is toxic in the food, in the feed, the toxicity in the feed. 160 countries have banned it. U.S. corn, 90 to 98% of it's genetically modified, and one of the pesticides is very harmful. Prepackaged ground beef contains pink slime filler treated with ammonia gas. Are you kidding me? Farm-raised fish and salmon contains methyl mercury. The U.S. milk, the cows are injected with growth hormones. And in point of fact, no other animals drink milk after infancy. U.S. chicken, turns out it's washed with chlorine and injected with water and salt meshes. Unbelievable. As I mentioned, the bread, artificial sugars and sweeteners. These lead to diabetes and obesity. Well, just look around. Gee, I've never seen so many people. I've never run into so many people with diabetes. And definitely artificial sugars and sweeteners are part of it. In fact, I remember David Wilcock once had a show on about how the sugar was a bioweapon. Unbelievable. The processed meat, bacon, deli meat, bologna, ham, smoked meats, they're all laced with sodium nitrate. I mean, this is the same category, you know, as cigarettes for cancer-causing materials. And the Americans are visibly sick and overweight. And no wonder. An old saying, you are what you eat. I'm passing this out as a heads up. And also, to take it with a grain of salt, I think that any topic that has this kind of huge impact on our society, I think a proper perspective on any kind of news is to, you know, check out the news every day. I check out the news for about 10 minutes every day. And the biggest reason is, I think, for about the last, up until about 2020, if you didn't watch any news, you could probably be no big deal. If you didn't watch any alternative news, didn't read any mainstream news, you were totally oblivious to that and focused on more positive things and more positive things like ascension, I think it would be time well spent and nothing really lost. But all of a sudden comes along the vaccines, which is basically a bioweapon masquerading as vaccines. This kind of stuff you have to know about. Because as the show goes on, we're going to be talking about how it's connected to the topic of it's bigger than death. And we'll be getting into why. But at the same time, you don't want to be bummed out. You don't want to be in fear. But you need to develop a mature attitude about learning about information. Unfortunately, that's of the nature of a landmine that is around that you could fall into, you know, and carry on in some kind of positive way. I find that for the most part, you can eat pretty good in America if you're very conscious about what you're eating. And it's not that all the GMO foods are the organic foods are pure, but it's a way better choice than the other foods. And I hear so many people talking about how they're too expensive. Well, I guess for one thing, if you're a meat eater, you're going to find meat's going to be expensive. Thankfully, I'm not in that category, nor have I been for over 20 years. And very happy for that. But the point is that I watch people go through the grocery lines in different stores, because I shop at about half a dozen stores when it's grocery day. And I find that I can keep my food costs really down and eat about 90-95% organic. And the rest is like local fresh food. And I've made a conscious effort to not eat out so much, because when you're eating out, my saying is, if you're eating out, you're eating GMO. Unless the restaurant that you're eating at is like a vegan restaurant, and they're conscious of this, and not to mention all the addictive substances that there's no rules about that are in all your hamburgers and the fast foods that everybody eats, because everybody in America seems to want that burger and fries. And it's hard lately to get a hold of organic potatoes. Many of the stores that I used to shop in, there's only like one store now that I can go to get actual organic potatoes, because they're all GMO'd. So I'm bringing this subject up for you to, you know, do your own research and come to your own conclusions. Now, some interesting concepts that have come up basically through a guy named James Rink. And James Rink, by the way, was in the past week interviewed by Carrie Cassidy at Project Camelot. If you don't know about Project Camelot, I highly recommend that you check that out. And if you don't know about rense.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, and you don't know about stevequayle.com, when I check my news out in the morning, I pretty much just check out those three sources, and you pretty much know what's going on. And I try to skim through things, you know, especially if it's of a negative nature. And in this world, you need to be checking out alternative news and alternative radio, because there is so much suppression going on in a conscious way. It's even written about in the Event 201 papers about how dealing with suppressing news is a major part of the whole scare program that took place during the COVID years, which we're still in, by the way, which a lot of people seem to have forgotten. But James Rink mentioned a couple of really interesting concepts. Of course, he deals with, he's a super soldier, and he also interviews super soldiers, and they try to share memories of their past experiences. And he pretty much can be found at Rumble. That's R-U-M-B-L-E. And one of the concepts that he and a colleague came up with was that they remember a timeline where actually the South won the Civil War. And I find that a really interesting concept, because I've always thought there was something not quite right about information about the Civil War. And one of the things that they also mentioned was that in the timeline where the South won the Civil War, the then President Jefferson Davis, the first thing he did was free the slaves. Like, the Civil War was not about slavery the way we're taught. It was basically about Northern control. And according to the Constitution of the United States, it was getting out of hand and breaking some of those rules concerning individual states' rights. And I found that very fascinating. And another concept, because so many people are into the thinking that Trump and the White Hats are going to be the big saviors here of us, that in a parallel reality, Trump becomes the golden governor, or the governor of the golden Nazis. I find that quite fascinating, because there's a Unimatrix in another timeline suggests that he actually became president of the world, as there were no more presidential elections after 2024. And in this parallel reality, he was actually the one that mandated global chipping, as he became president of the world in that parallel reality. And the current Tigetan Pleiadians actually consider that group called, you know, Q, the White Hats, Trump, the alliance, they consider them controlled opposition. Just thought I'd pass that on as food for thought. Now, in moving on to what I find is a rather fascinating subject, is the concept about what are the dolphins or the consciousness of the cetaceans, and specifically the dolphins. And the information that I'm going to be presenting comes from the Tigetan Pleiadians, and if you're interested in more information of this nature, I suggest you go to Cosmic Agency at odyssey.com, where there's probably 100 videos that are done by Tigetan Pleiadians, and it's also connected to the website swaru.org, that's swaruu.org, where there are about 1,200 articles there on a variety of subjects that if you actually get into them, you'll realize that this information is coming from off-planet. So a hint to the wise, I guess, is sufficient. Now, according to Yazi Swaru, the cetacean species, like whales and dolphins, are mentally more advanced than humans on Earth. They don't need cities, gadgets, or anything at all because they internalize everything. They are very imaginative. They live in worlds created by the mind and share it with others like them using a complex and very powerful telepathy. And with that level of spiritual advancement, they hardly need anything outside their own minds. Their brains are larger and more complex than humans. In their world, everything revolves around their knowledge that being individuals, they are also a whole, a being. So they share their mental projections with each other, ideal worlds, very fluid, peace and peaceful. And they love to be in what we would call higher realms. In dream worlds, always imagining perfection as in perfect places to be. And they revolve around love and around integrity. Expanding the perception of who they are as individuals and collectively, they are always in high vibration or almost always. They travel a lot in their minds and transmit complex thoughts to each other. But it is quite impossible to know exactly what they are thinking. But they are thinking, and thinking a lot. They do almost nothing but think. This is according to one of the Tigetan Pleiadians. And they share concepts, reasons for what they experience. They are dreamers. They merge reality with their thinking. Becoming one and the same. Their concept of reality is not as firm or as objective as it is for humans, as humans are locked into their five senses, thinking that there is nothing outside that, even when their instruments show them otherwise. They're still unwilling or unable to understand that there is much more to perceive as reality. Humans are simply not equipped to understand these kinds of things, let alone chat with a dolphin. They don't think like humans. They're not more or less just different. Imagination, thought, and ideas, feelings, and emotions are illogical for them, and that is reality for a cetacean. And I, Yazi Swaru, might know more if I could talk more telepathically with a dolphin, because I used to do that when I was on my island. These humans, or the dolphins, they see humans as very limited in mental consciousness and spirit. They see humans as dangerously unempathetic and ignorant, avoiding them as much as possible. They feel they have no reason. They see their thoughts as chaotic, unstable, and unreliable. To a cetacean, especially a bottlenose gray dolphin with whom I've had the most contact, humans can see, understand, and realize a very narrow spectrum of reality and lack any capacity for introspection and are pathetic at swimming and diving. But a dolphin is a dolphin, and so they are empathetic and can't help but be empathetic. So they understand why humans are so limited and suffer for them. They won't hesitate to help a human in trouble if they find one in their path. Dolphins understand humans much more than humans understand themselves, and even more than humans can understand a dolphin. A dolphin is just about the most advanced creature that exists on the Earth's oceans. And it hurts to say it, but they're the most advanced spiritual creatures on Earth. Yet they still kill for food. They understand why. And they thank their fish, and they understand that this is the way of life, the cycle. And they hardly bite them to kill them. They are advanced and use sonic weapons, compressed sound. This also helps them defend themselves from predators, and that's why sharks run away from them. And I've always wondered about that issue of the dolphins in the water around sharks. And according to Tibetan Pleiadians, a dolphin can kill a large shark from 30 to 40 meters away. They can stop its heart with a compressed sound from their specialized organ, sonar, behind their forehead. And they can use it as a scatter beam to find fish in the dark, to see the ocean floor, to navigate around rocks in the dark, just like a human submarine does, or they can concentrate the same sonar noises into a laser-like energy, a beam of energy with lethal precision. And I'd like to line up 1,000 people and ask them if anybody knows that. And according to the Tibetans, human marine biologists do know about this, but for some reason they decided not to make a big deal about it as if it were unimportant, so it hardly reaches the public attention. However, many armies in the world, especially Russia and the U.S. Navy, have used trained dolphins as weapons, but have abandoned their programs because the dolphins are not exactly obedient and see through them. They learn faster than their human masters, so they stop cooperating. Dolphins tap into the sea of knowledge that some call the Akashic Records. But not only if it's merely about dolphins, but about all creatures and consciousnesses that may exist. And what they are on Earth as a bottleneck dolphin is only a very limited aspect of an extremely complex creature that is defined by being a mind and a being that lives in its own dream. Within the different species of cetaceans, Yazi Swaru says that she would not dare to say who's the more advanced than who, but the species I have interacted with the most advanced is the Pacific gray bottlenose dolphin. They used to come to me when I was on my island, and they always found that I was interesting for them for some reason. They would come and give me a telepathic message with something that can be crudely translated as, "Hey, aren't you from here?" and "Hey, can you hear me?" How weird. And when dolphins are around sharks, the sharks move to the other side of an island. And now I can understand why. And clearly, they don't mix in the wild, as dolphins are like the equivalent of someone always armed with an automatic weapon. Nobody messes with them. A shark's teeth are no match for a dolphin's compressed sound beam. And by the way, do you know that it's highly illegal in many places to interact with a dolphin? And that it's illegal to swim or socialize with a dolphin? Now, I'm sure you've heard about programs where this is so, and there's some very isolated ones around the world. And this is because they have a very strong mind and opening effect on humans, giving them many times mystical and mind-opening experiences. And many humans are never the same after being near a dolphin. So the cabal classified them as dangerous because they open human minds to other realms of existence. And humans become more spiritual, less materialistic, more imaginative when in contact with dolphins. And regarding confinement, captive dolphins become sad. They see it as horrible, the worst thing for a creature that is so free and is so aware of everything. But they also see it differently from other animals and people, because nothing can hold their advanced minds captive. Therefore, their body may be in a fish tank, but their minds and consciousness will always be free. It is said that the cetaceans originate from the Sirius star system, but as far as I can am concerned, they've always been everywhere they can be. The concept of always have been, eternity, no beginning and no end, are difficult for humans to comprehend, probe, and imagine, but you can call dolphins divine creatures since they are not exactly in the physical, mostly existing on higher planes. And I did a little research concerning the laws about the dolphins, and of course, at SeaWorld, there is a special program where you can touch a dolphin. That's in Orlando, Florida. But the powers that be are mostly cracking down on a number of these places. It is legal. Is it legal to swim with wild dolphins in California, for example? Well, no, according to the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It is illegal to feed or harass wild marine mammals, and they try to make you believe that it's for their benefit. And adult dolphins... that there used to be a program in Hawaii where you could swim with the dolphins. This is now prohibited by the NOAA. And but in the Bahamas, you can go to Blue Lagoon Island. But there's very few places now where they actually allow this. And this reminded me so much of the Extraterrestrial Open Contact Act. And if you've never heard of that, this is actually Bashar, who presents himself as an extraterrestrial. It's been like somewhere between 10 and 15 years ago, asked for a group of people to volunteer to help come up with the text for a bill to be presented to Congress concerning the Extraterrestrial Open Contact Act. And so it turned out I became the chairperson of this committee to come up with this document. And Bashar actually provided a lot of the fine print and probably about half the content, and the rest was developed by people on the committee. And one of the biggest problems we had at that time was the problem of overcoming the fact that ETs have not been officially recognized. And the only way that we were able to actually get this bill proposed is because there's already a law on the books that makes people in violation of having association with extraterrestrials, similarly like the dolphins. And I did a little checking today on fact check, and according to them, since 1991, this apparent law hasn't been used. And it was they try to make it sound like it's all for the good of the people, not to have contact. That it's so that if people like the astronauts come back from space, that they don't bring some microbe back, and that's the reason for the law. But I'm not buying that for 1 minute. So anyway, the Extraterrestrial Contact Act connected to me with a similar kind of law that's on the books that's now the same thing with the dolphins. Now, getting into the topic of it's beyond death. Well, frankly, I'm a bit appalled by the fact that there's so many things going on right now that are mind-blowing, and yet there doesn't seem to be any organized opposition to or protests or something. I mean, we know from the Pleiadians that the 5G towers break down alpha waves and make the population more docile and unable to put two and two together. And I think it's pretty obvious from some of the events that have happened that there's just no response to. Like, I can't imagine, for example, in my dad's generation, an election that was stolen, and I'm not a Trump fan, but I'm just saying the guy apparently got 80% of the vote and lost the election. I'm not seeing any big protests about a stolen election. We're just finishing off with these elimination of the population, the genocide of the entire planet through the bioweapon that was the vaccines, which nobody seems to be protesting. I mean, I guess I feel sorry that about 220 million, or I don't know, in the United States that were injected with this bioweapon that are now technically and legally have become another species called Homo Borgensis, and most of them don't even know that it happened because they're so numbed out. One of these jabs changes every cell in your body within about an hour after taking it. That's why even the Pleiadians can't cure people with the med beds, because this advanced technology can't fix it, because they need at least one healthy cell to replicate. That's how the technologies work with the med beds. But there doesn't seem to be enough awake people to figure out that this is happening to even protest it. I mean, the same people that pulled this stuff off through Event 201, the Bill Gates and all those associated, and the Faucis of the world and whatever, they're all planning the next event. Yeah. Do you see anybody up at the for violation of the Nuremberg codes? These people, this to me is just mind-boggling. There's no pushback whatsoever. that I can see. Oh, behind the scenes in alternative media, you hear lots of talk about things, and you hear that there are people that are trying to do this. But what's with the regular population? Like, what would it take to get a rise out of them? I mean, I know for a fact, I've talked to people that there were nurses that were telling me that people were purposely killed in hospitals and that there was a quota on number of deaths. And people were getting paid big money for it. I've seen a newscast over in Europe where they were actually tying people to gurneys and forcing these ventilators on them to kill people right on the news. And yet I'm not seeing anybody protesting what's going on. Like, this is mind-boggling to me. And why I say it's bigger than death is that, you know, I know a lot of people just figure, well, you're dead and that's it, right? Because only 25% of Americans believe in the concept of reincarnation. Well, the fact of the matter is that reincarnation is. And after you die, you'll figure out that you didn't really die, that you're in your astral body. And then the fun begins, you know, because the reincarnation grid has been compromised. And you got to know what you're doing to get out of here. Now, I've done, if you check the archives on ET Yoga, you can go back and you can see that I spent about 3 shows just talking about death, because I learned so much in the last 2 years concerning that subject because of family issues that have come up and because it was necessary for me to learn about this topic. It took me 3 shows on ET Yoga to cover the material I wanted to cover about what's going on after death. And these vaccines help to, as according to the Tibetan Pleiadians, they disconnect you from source energy. This is for you becoming part of the Borg, part of the hive mind, controlled by an AI intelligence. This is serious stuff here, really serious stuff. And it affects you not only in this lifetime, but it's going to affect you in future lifetimes. The stuff in these vaccines actually work on your empathy genes. They change your DNA. They disconnect you from some of the memory from DNA as well. And if you become, you know, part of the Borg, and you're being controlled by an AI consciousness, I mean, this is going to affect your future incarnations as well. This is a huge subject. And the ignorance in our society is appalling. Absolutely appalling. People don't even know about shedding. They can't put 2 and 2 together to figure out that, what, you think 1,800 athletes had heart attacks and dropped, a lot of them dropped dead on the playing fields that were vaxxed because of no reason, or that the aggressive cancers that are coming about now because each of these vaccines destroys about 30% of your immune system, that whole populations are running around basically with AIDS because they don't have an immune system? That they can't put the 2 and 2 together, that Uncle Joe was vaxxed and now all of a sudden he's got an aggressive cancer that kills him in a month. They can't put the facts together. They can't put the 2 and 2 together to figure out what the hell is going on. And they don't see, I'm not seeing any pushback that's public. I see it's all behind the scenes. It's all in a lot of doctors that have given their lives to try to present the public like, Luc Montagnier and Buttar that were recently offed because of their information's getting out stuff that, you know, shouldn't be said. But it's out there still. I can get up in the morning and check it out. You go to some of these places I suggested earlier in the program. You can find out about stuff, but I don't know. I just shake my head. I don't understand. No pushback. So, moving on, I'd like to, at this point in time, give my usual sincere wishes towards my listening audience towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I always close the program by sharing with you the Who Am I technique that was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, eventually picked up by Baba Ram Dass, and I eventually got it from him. And it's always been very effective for me, and that's why I like to share it at the end of every program. And this is a process where you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or twice or whatever comfortable. The main thing is put your full attention, and it means your full attention in the center of your forehead, become that spot. And then you say the following, I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.